What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories, and sometimes meditations. I'm Zizi Jamaloo, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Maxim.
Hi, my name is Maxim. My what if question is, what if trains were alive?
I have always loved trains. What a marvel! And we've got one more patron question from Kelly, who asks, what if there were a meditation with Zizi? And that's what you're getting. So today we're going to ride the dream engine, which is powered by all our thoughts and all our feelings, as we practice a courage meditation before you move on with your day or drift off to sleep. So let's find out. What if trains were alive? And what if there were a meditation with Zizi? Make sure you're in a comfortable position. Maybe sitting up on a pillow. Maybe lying down on a couch or in bed. And as long as you're not doing chores or driving for grown-ups, you can let your eyes drift closed. Or if that's uncomfortable, just soften your gaze and look ahead. Now I want you to see the dream engine. It looks like an old-fashioned steam locomotive with many comfortable cars hung with lovely paintings of calm moments from your life and beds stretching under each window. You can step on the dream engine and stare out at the swirling sky and the twinkling lights. The door closes behind you with a warm gust. And now your thoughts and even my voice only live outside of this train, where you can see them and hear them and face them and finally let them go as the dream engine calmly chugs and churns its way down the track. If we look out the window of the first train car, we see an embarrassment. Maybe one from long ago. Maybe one we only imagine from tomorrow. I see myself getting our school yearbook inside the cafeteria of the observatorium. I take a sip of milk while trying to find the page that shows me. The page reads, Zizi Jamaloo, most likely to sneeze milk, and
achoo!
I sneeze my milk all over the yearbook and look up to see everyone taking pictures of me. And all those pictures appear on my page. But that's just one way of seeing it. I look out the other window and see my brother Zach making me laugh, along with my friends Lola Rabbit, Skelly the Squid, and Pixicato. I love my friends and that they make me laugh so hard that milk shoots out my nose sometimes. I'm really lucky, and I wish you the same kind of joy with your friends. People may try to take away my dignity and my confidence, but their opinions do not change me. I love myself, and I am loved. I'm sure your embarrassment is different. Practice seeing it from the outside as the dream engine shows you full of dignity and confidence and love. Say to yourself, I love myself, and I am loved. Now step through this car and lock it up behind you. Those thoughts needn't bother us anymore, even if they peek through the window from time to time. The dream engine knows you, as you know yourself. They just give you the space to look at your fears and anxieties from a new perspective. In this car, we might see a mistake or a failure, one we worry about or one that's already happened. I look out one side of the car and see myself holding a graded test. I got a ZZ-, and I'm trying to hide it from my parents inside my home. But the paper just keeps getting bigger and heavier until it takes up the whole wall behind me. And Mama Gemma and Papa Lou look on in stern dismay as I hang my head. But when I look through the other side of the train, I see the love in their eyes. I see the understanding as they have all failed and made mistakes. I hear my mother's voice. You could be proud of your efforts, honey, and learn from your mistakes.
Even if things didn't turn out the way you wanted, you're every bit as loved and valued now
as you were when you began this effort. My loved ones are proud of me, but more importantly, I am proud of myself. I make marvelous mistakes, and I learn from them. Your experiences will look different from mine, but you can still see them in a new light on the Dream Engine. Remember in these moments to say to yourself, I make marvelous mistakes, and I learn from them. Now step out of this car and let the door close behind you. We are moving forward into sleep, or perhaps getting ready to face the rest of our day with courage. We may see flashes of past fumbles or future fears, but we simply accept them. Let them pass back further down the track away from you as you carry on. In the third car, you see a fear. When I look out one side, I see myself on a dry, lonely planet. It's blue turning gray. I see myself scrambling every day, trying all alone to fix the world. But the Dream Engine knows there is always hope, always light, always life, always connection, as long as we can look for it. And because the Dream Engine knows it, I know it too. I look through the windows on the other side of the train and see our blue planet shining. As we take steps every day to keep each other safe and connected, I see myself resting and waking, refreshed and ready for another beautiful beginning. I take my aluminum water bottle and a snack in a reusable baggie, toss them in the cooler, and head to the beach with my family. We play catch and go for a swim, and we take breaks to throw out any garbage we can see caught in the sands. As I take a sip of orange juice, Zach asks, Orange, you glad you're making a difference? And I laugh so hard I shoot the juice out my nose. Then we head home again so I can rest, because I am important and my rest is important. This is the last train car. And as you step into the engine room, you find a comfortable bed, or a welcoming chair, or a doorway leading to the rest of your day, and you hear a gentle click as the last three trains, holding your fears, your mistakes, and your embarrassments, gently drift away, leaving you on the Dream Engine, unburdened. Other thoughts and fears may creep up, passing by the windows as you drift along the tracks. Just remember to look at them and let them pass as you repeat, I am important and my rest is important. I love myself and I am loved. I make marvelous mistakes and I learn from them. Hold on to whichever words speak to you today and help you carry on into your day or into your sleep. You will never be far from your thoughts or your feelings, but you can always close your eyes and hop on the Dream Engine to see them in a new light. Now let the Dream Engine churn. It's a living thing made up of your wisdom and mine, connecting us all in a what-if world of dreams. You have learned 3 courage mantras today, and they can be there for you, even if the dream engine feels far away. Repeat these mantras and your Z-Zitation practice to help you find courage and restful ease. We will repeat them one more time as the dream engine carries on and past. I make marvelous mistakes, and I learn from them. I love myself, and I am loved. I am important, and my rest is important. You can repeat them to yourself as often as you need. But I've spent too much time on the dream engine now, so I'm going to say good night. Well, ZZ has drifted off to sleep, but it's me, Mr. Eric, saying a quick thank you to our patron Callie and our listener Maxim for their questions. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Miss Lynn, my producer, who found these questions and came up with the dream engine, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that reflecting on our worries can help us make peace with them and rest well. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to the International Children's Arts Network. ICANN is sponsored by the International School of Portland, where you can embrace the world. For over 32 years, they've educated future global citizens through their blend of full language immersion, experiential learning in a multicultural community with preschool through fifth grade and personalized tours offered daily. You can find out more at intlschool.org.